In this week's Tech and Gadget News, Porsche introduces the 2024 Porsche 911 Sport Classic, part of the Heritage Design Edition series, emphasizes unique design and driving experience over high performance. Sporting distinctive features like a carbon fiber hood and a Carrera GT-inspired roof, it pays homage to the iconic 911 Carrera RS 2.7. The interior showcases vintage elements including Pepita cloth upholstery, while the powertrain based on the 911 Turbo features a rear-wheel drive setup with a 7-speed manual transmission, offering a more engaging driving experience despite slightly reduced horsepower. Zoom is accessible on Apple TV 4K, allowing users to engage in video meetings. Since the Apple TV lacks a camera, the app utilizes the continuity camera feature, relying on an iPhone with a stand like the Belkin MagSafe mount. This move follows the introduction of FaceTime on Apple TV via tvOS 17. The Zoom app, labeled Zoom for Home TV, is a separate download from the iPhone and iPad version, emphasizing meeting initiation and joining on TV. While not as feature-rich, it offers conveniences like calendar integration for upcoming meetings, and it's available for free in the Apple TV App Store, requiring a Zoom account for usage. The X-Reel Air 2 Pro, the latest augmented reality glasses, introduces enhancements like a brighter display, improved audio, and design refinements. Formerly known as Unreal, the brand changed its name due to trademark issues with Epic Games. The Pro version, costing an additional $50, features electrochromic dimming, and the glasses are designed for comfort with thoughtful adjustments such as softer tips and interchangeable nose pads. The electrochromic dimming, controlled by a button, offers three levels. The glasses use micro OLED displays, providing a sharp and vibrant virtual display mirroring up to 130-inch screen. Pika, a startup specializing in AI-powered video editing and generation, secured $55 million in funding led by Lightspeed Venture Partners. Co-founded by former Stanford AI Lab PhD students Demi Guo and Chenlin Meng, Pika recently unveiled Pika 1.0, featuring a generative AI model for versatile video editing styles such as 3D animation, anime, and cinematic. The platform, aiming to simplify video creation, differentiates itself with tools like extending video length, style transformation, and AI-driven content editing. Robinhood has officially launched its stock trading platform in the UK, marking its first international market since its debut in the US over a decade ago. The platform is offering early access to those on the wait list, with broader availability expected in early next year. Robinhood initially prepared for its UK launch 5 years ago, but withdrew abruptly in 2020 without explanation. The UK launch is part of Robinhood's international expansion, providing commission-free trades and no foreign exchange fees. Google's innovative geothermal power plant, developed in collaboration with Fervo, has become operational in Nevada. The facility utilizes enhanced geothermal system, or EGS, technology involving drilling deep wells into a gas reservoir and connecting them with horizontal pipes. Fluid is then pumped into the reservoir, heating the underground region and generating steam to power turbines above ground, producing clean electricity. Fervo's geothermal energy approach, borrowing from oil and gas industry drilling techniques, aims to contribute to Google's goal of powering its campuses and data centers with carbon-free energy by 2030. Geothermal energy provides a constant power source regardless of time or weather conditions, and the US Department of Energy suggests the country holds sufficient geothermal reserves to theoretically power the entire world. Microsoft is launching its co-creator image generating AI feature powered by OpenAI's DALL-E 3 model within the Paint app for Windows 11. Previously available to Windows insiders, the co-creator button in Microsoft Paint is now widely released, allowing users to input a description and receive three generated images to choose from. While DALL-E 3's text-to-image capability has been integrated into other Microsoft services, including the Copilot Generative AI Assistant, Co-Creator and Paint form a deliberate and intuitive pairing, presenting a step toward a future where image generators replace traditional clip art. Porsche's third-generation Panamera plug-in hybrid, set for a 2024 release, introduces the Turbo E hybrid model with a 4.0-liter twin-turbo V8 engine paired with a 187-horsepower electric motor, resulting in 670-horsepower. The car features a larger 25.9 kilowatt-hour battery pack targeting an electric range of 55 miles with an 11 kilowatt onboard AC charger. The new model incorporates a two-chamber adaptive air suspension and offers an optional Porsche active ride system for enhanced handling, including unique features like leaning into corners. The Turbo E hybrid accelerates from 0 to 60 miles per hour in 3 seconds. Stability AI, the company behind Stable Diffusion, has introduced Stable Video Diffusion, allowing users to create videos from a single image. The generative AI model can produce 14 to 25 frames per second at 576x1024 resolution. The tool is currently for research purposes only, with potential applications in advertising, education, and entertainment. However, it has limitations such as generating short videos, lacking photorealism, and limited text control. Stability AI faced legal issues with Getty Images for scraping its archives and recently had challenges commercializing its products. Thanks for watching, and if you like this news, remember to subscribe for more. Also, check out the One-Eyed Monkey merch store below the video for hilarious t-shirt designs. See you next week.